whatever your plan is, whether it's to buy a house, start a new career, write a book, whatever your plan is, you need to nurture that plan and protect it. And you got to understand the power of energy. Hey there, it's me, Rainey Howard, and welcome to this special episode of The Rainey Howard Show. Okay, so first of all, I want to say I'm excited about this episode because I really, really believe in the principles that we're going to share. Aren't you excited?
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Yeah, okay, because I apply this in my life. So we're going to get into this, the four things you should never tell people. There are things that you just should never tell, right?
Right.
Especially if they're not in your inner circle.
Yeah, I think it's important to be cautious on who you share information with. And that's the reason why we have this topic today, because so often people are trying to be so social and connect with people. They just get to blurting out things and sharing their intimate ideas and secrets and all type of stuff to any number of people that may not even care anything about what they're sharing.
Right. And the more that I have learned about the power of energy, the power of focus, and just being able to just have something that you're working on and not give it out is just key. And so let's get into it. The number one thing that you should never tell people, number one.
Well, I would say number one is your plans. You should never just tell people your plans. You know, I think that's so important because when it comes to determining the things that you want to do, you don't want to put that out there too soon to somebody who may not even have that same energy and frequency to connect it to the process and the required procedures that it take in order to get it done.
Yeah, and I learned this the hard way just from, you know, I remember years ago when we were in the process of buying a new home. And back then, I told everything I was working on. I would just, you know, certain people in my life, I would just call them up. Hey, girl, guess what? I'm doing this. Look at this house. We got this and we putting this application in and all of this stuff. And I began to learn about energy and I would just pay attention to the response that I was getting from different people that I shared things that I was working on. And they would often put their own doubts and beliefs in what I was doing. And so I would share what I was working on and, oh, we're going to buy this house. And they're like, really? That house seems kind of big or too big or, you know. And so I learned how to really be aware of just the reactions and just the things that I receive from the conversations of sharing my plans.
Yeah, and everybody's not always ready to hear what you plan on doing and your ideas, you know, especially when it comes to people seeing it from how they experience life. You know, you can easily go to somebody and say, oh, it's just like your example, like, oh, I'm purchasing this house. And their response can be based on their perspective and where they are in their life, not necessarily where you may be and what you're capable of doing, but what they may believe is too much. And it's too much because they're thinking about it from the standpoint of, if it was me, that would be too much. Not as if you having the fortitude, the willingness and courage to do what you do. But if it was me, that would be too much. And you don't really want to attach yourself to a conversation where a person is hesitant on doing things that you have the grit to do and giving you that same level of energy to make you doubt and question, you know, what you're capable of doing.
Yeah. And that was a learning lesson, you know, because when you think about a plan, it really is like giving birth, the birthing process. When someone is pregnant with a baby, there's a process, you know, you're nurturing that child with healthy food and resting and drinking water and moving your body and everything. And it's months, you know, 9 months before you deliver that child. And you got to look at your plans as you birthing something into the world. Whatever your plan is, whether it's to buy a house, start a new career, write a book, whatever your plan is, you need to nurture that plan and protect it. And you got to understand the power of energy and not just sharing everything with everyone.
Yeah. You know, another reason I think it's important to not share your plans is because sometimes people look at the destination of your plans and your ideas and they think that it should be a straight road to it. You know, and sometimes the road isn't straight. You got to go around certain turns and make certain decisions. And, you know, you may veer off a path that seemingly looks like you're not heading in the direction of that goal or that destination. But onlookers may be distracted and confused by that, you know, so you don't need anybody adding, you know, salt to a wound if you fall in the midst of getting to that destination just because you didn't walk straight into it.
Right. And, you know, the thing about having a plan is having a vision. And a lot of times people don't know your vision. They don't see what you see. They don't know where you're headed. So when you share your plans with them and they lack the vision of your plans, they're taking something in that is different than what you have and what you see and what you envision for yourself. And so why share it? Why talk about it like that instead of really nurturing and building that plan to see it come to pass? So I think that's a really good one. I mean, that's really, that principle right there really changed my life. And I really didn't realize how much and how important it was until I began to really learn about manifesting and really just watch my words and know the power of my words, the power of my vision, the power of my faith, and the power of energy and attention, and how I wanted positive energy. I wanted faith energy. I wanted to have a focus and attention and not be distracted by the opinions and doubts of other people.
Right.
And so that makes a huge difference when it comes to seeing your vision come to pass and really manifesting the plans you have. So do not share your plans with other people. So let me get into this next one. So the second thing you should never share with people is your income.
Okay.
Income, yes. And I want to add to that, income and material possessions. Stop posting your houses and cars and rings and jewelry and clothes and shoes online, sharing your paycheck amounts, sharing how much you sold. The world does not need to know that. It's not necessary, but people are doing it and it's not helpful.
Yeah, I think part of that is attached to the hustle culture.
Yeah, you know, that's
the
true.
Hustle culture and the idea that sharing successes, especially when it comes to income, is a motivator for onlookers. But ultimately, what you realize is that, I mean, when you understand income, one, you know that that dollar, that revenue doesn't make a difference. It's really based off of how much you got left over. So it doesn't necessarily matter how much you make just on some money stuff. But the side of it is that you're not doing that to motivate others. You're doing that for some reinforcement, some uplifting and encouragement for yourself. But the reality of sharing your income is one thing that I've been looking at recently and even diving into it a lot more is the concept of stealth wealth. And that's being in a position where you can enjoy the fruits of your labor, the income that you earn from the working of your hands, but it's not something that you have to show and you don't have to display it. You can enjoy life. You can enjoy all the things that come with being successful professionally, but it doesn't require some type of additional affirmation from other people by sharing it online. You can enjoy all that without needing that validation from others.
And really, I believe a lot of times people who are showing their income and their material possessions is because they're seeking validation, because they're insecure with who they are. They need extra validation from others to recognize who they are, give them some type of recognition, some type of, you know, to build their esteem in some way. But really, just to take ownership of who you are and know it and keep it private. And like you said, enjoy your life, your lifestyle, your income without broadcasting it is, to me, is honorable. Because I think of somebody like Oprah Winfrey, who is first woman to become a billionaire. And the fact that I can't recall her ever, you know, flaunting or showing off, oh, I just bought this house for $70 million. I can't see her doing it. Now, I've heard, you know, reporters and different things come out talking about how much she made on a deal or what she did or whatever. But that was never the thing, you know? But today, it's like today with social media, Instagram, you know, it's all about what do you have?
Yeah. And, you know, we're talking about not sharing things with people. And I say another reason that it's important to not share your income is you can create envy.
Yeah.
When you share your income with people, you can create unnecessary envy.
Right.
And I think truly the goal of having resources and money is to create a life that can be enjoyable. It shouldn't be based on, you know, impressing others for the sake of validation. You know, you want to enjoy your life, but you can create unnecessary issues between people just from the mere fact that you're showing them something, especially if they're not in a position where they've done the same thing. You can create that envy amongst them just from displaying it and communicating it and showing it. You know, there's a way to be successful, to be prosperous, and to still be, I don't want to say humble, so to speak, but private.
Yeah. You know, privacy is luxury.
Right.
You know, people with real money, they don't show it off because they understand the power of privacy, and they understand about what you said, other people being envious, people wanting to rob them or come after them, which is something that has been happening very often with people posting and showing their jewelry and everything on social media. And, you know, people's homes are getting broken into and everything. Yeah, because they're
people being robbed.
They're being targeted.
Yeah.
Right. Because they see what they have on social media. And so this is not safe. It's not safe to show off and to share what you just made and how much money you making and what you got in your bank and all of those things.
Yeah. And we know for sure there are certain people online doing that, showing their income so that they can sell you something.
Yeah.
You know, they trying to sell you a course. They want you to sign up for their coaching program. You know, they not showing you that so you can be excited and encouraged to do something yourself. They selling you on the fact that you can pay them so that they can increase their revenue, you know, and they can continue to be prosperous. But it's not for you. It's for them.
Yeah. It's all about where is your intentions when you do things like that? You know, I think it's so important to be aware of those things. And even like when people get raises and promotions, you know, I've heard people like, hey, I'm making this now and I'm doing that. And it's like, that's so great and that's so wonderful. But what may seem like a lot of money to you may not seem like a lot of money to someone else. So if your intention is to get some type of recognition or celebration, there are people who may see what you're making as not a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing with money. It means different things to different people.
Exactly.
Because I remember hearing someone complain about their rent and they was talking about how much they were paying in rent. And I'm thinking, wow, that's not a lot of money at all. And I'm thinking like, oh, wow, you know, that's not that bad, you know. So I just think people need to be aware of the dollar amounts that they're putting out and they're saying specifically that can cause other people to judge them based off of what they're saying behind those dollars amounts, you know.
Right. So number three, the third thing you shouldn't tell people is your current struggles, things that you're currently struggling with.
Now, that one is a big one, too. And I'm glad you mentioned this one, because I think a lot of times people are like, why not? Why shouldn't I tell? I don't want people to think I'm perfect. I don't want them to think I have it all together. But here's the thing that, and I'm going to go back to what I talked about before about energy and what you're giving your energy to and your attention to. But when you constantly talk about your current struggles, what you're doing is magnifying that situation. You're actually feeding it more energy. You're making that situation stronger. If you looked at it from a spiritual standpoint, that situation is getting a lot of your time and attention and energy, and that is feeding that situation. And what happens with just attraction in itself, you create momentums. And so if you have a momentum, you're struggling right now, let's say you're struggling in your finances and all you talk about is being broke, right? You're creating a momentum of attracting situations where you're feeling more and more broke and upset about that situation. And so when you learn how to stop talking about it, stop giving it your energy, stop giving it all this attention, and not allow that situation to be magnified in your life, you can empower yourself to overcome that situation. So I think people don't realize how much it's really, you know, when they talk about, oh my goodness, this is happening to me, the enemy is coming coming at against me, you're really becoming an enemy of your own life when you feed your struggles. When you're constantly talking about how bad things are going, it's an affirmation of you struggling. And that affirmation is powerful. When you speak out into the atmosphere that you are struggling financially, you are affirming that situation in your life.
Yeah. And, you know, when I think about communicating current struggles, I think I kind of go back to us talking about plans, you know, because you can be in the midst of a challenging season, but have the energy to overcome it. But communicating that to the wrong person can put you in a mind frame of doubt. And it can, you know, I think about misery loving company, you know, It can keep you in that same, you know, habit of feeling like, oh, I'll never get over this, or it's impossible for me to get through this type of situation. And then, you know, creating a mindset of being a victim to circumstances outside of you. Yeah. When you really have the control to, especially when it comes to your mind, you have the control on how you respond to the situations, as opposed to allowing those situations to control you and Your emotions. You know, I think that's why it's important to be cautious on whom you're sharing your current situations and your struggles with, because they can keep you in them struggles, especially if you talking to somebody that's dealing with similar struggles.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't have a solution. They know how to deal with it. So they're going to give you advice on how to stay and how to cope and how to deal with being in that situation and maybe potentially living with that situation when you don't have to live with certain struggles. You don't have to live with certain hardships. You have the ability to overcome any situation. Nothing's too hard. Nothing's too challenging. And you got to continue to affirm that in your mind And be watchful of the people that you're talking to that has any remnant of doubt and lack and inability.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because here's the thing. I think a lot of times people think, oh, these people that's going through it, you know, they could be against me too. These can be people that love you, that want the best for you, but they're struggling and you're struggling, and that's what makes the relationship works.
Yeah.
So you need to be aware of the fact that even a person who cares and loves you can be dealing with a situation, and you don't want to magnify your struggles with that person just because it's what you guys have in common. But you magnifying your struggles is only keeping you in that struggling situation.
Yes.
So it's different when you've overcome that situation and you're sharing a testimony of what you've been through and how you came out. But you don't want to talk about it while you're currently dealing with it.
Yeah, you don't want to dwell in it.
You weaken your power to overcome it when you're constantly speaking about the struggling situation. So let's get into this number four, the last thing you should never, and when I say never, I mean never, ever, 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 never tell people, and that is your family problems.
All right, family problems.
And when we talk about this, we're talking about like issues with your kids, your marriage, your family, your close family. You don't want to talk about those problems with other people. Now, it's one thing if you're going and you're getting counseling and you're speaking to a professional. Now, that's different, because that person should be helping you to work through those situations in a healthier way, mentally and emotionally. So if you're saying things and telling other people who aren't professionals and who don't have the credentials or the intention of helping you through those situations, please don't share. Because another thing, it's only making things worse. Because what happens is you invite people in your life to judge your family, to judge how you are going to overcome that situation.
Yeah. And I do want to say, when it comes to domestic violence and situations like that, it's important to communicate that to somebody.
Yes.
You know,
you definitely should get some help if you're in an abusive relationship.
Yes.
Now, that's not what we're talking about.
Right. We talking more so about some of the things that, I mean, every relationship has its moments of issues, of disagreements, confrontations and things like that. You don't have to share every confrontation that you have with somebody in your family. You don't have to share every disagreement that you have with your kids, with your husband, with your wife. You don't have to share that. Because here's the thing. When you share those things with somebody else and you done went home. You done got over it. Y'all done dealing with it. Now, whomever you told that situation to, they may not have gotten over it. They might still be holding on to it, you know, and now there's a division between you and that individual because they don't know how to let something go that you done let go already. You know, they still reminding you about when y'all was having a disagreement about cleaning the kitchen and it didn't get resolved, but y'all done got through it. Y'all done got a schedule. Y'all over it, but they just didn't like how what you told them, how they responded to you in that situation. You know, so all it does is creates continual issues, you know, not just in your household, things that you guys got to discuss, because I'm sure when you get around different people, they can tell folks acting funny, you know, but now you got to deal with that at home. And then when you outside the house talking to the people that you told issues to that you really shouldn't have told, now you got to continue to clarify that you've overcome it. You're not dealing with that anymore, and try to help them to get over it as well while they have certain type of perspective on your relationship and the person you with.
Yeah. You just add to the problems. That's really what you're doing. You know what? I want to share this quote because, and there's a few quotes. First of all, the quote that I always say, and I've been saying for a long time, your silence is your power. And I live by that because there are times when you just have to remind yourself just to be silent, to not talk about it, to not bring it up, even if it's on your mind. You don't have to always bring it up. Bring it up when you have your prayer time, when you're meditating, when you're journaling, when you need to release some emotions in your private setting, your sacred spiritual time for you, but it's not for everyone else. There's another quote says, privacy is power. What people don't know, they can't ruin.
Yeah, that's good.
You don't have to tell everyone everything. If they don't know, it's been so many times when I was dealing with situations, financial situations, housing situation, whatever. And nobody knew but me and my husband. Me and you. Just us. I don't know about you, but I know I didn't tell nobody else. And I felt like that was an important time for me to really have strong energy, strong vibes. And I know the power of that. I think about it all the time in the Bible when it talks about when Jesus went to heal certain people who were sick and he didn't allow certain people to come into the room while he prayed and healed these people because he knew they didn't have the faith and they would weaken the power of healing with their doubt. So if Jesus couldn't let certain people around and tell certain people or let them in the place when he was healing, that should tell you something, you know, like we got to be careful what we are saying, what we're speaking, who we are sharing things to. I don't want everybody praying for me. If I'm going through something or whatever, I do not want everybody praying for me because everybody don't have the faith that's necessary for me to overcome that situation.
Right.
So I'm very particular about who I'm even asking for prayer because I'm not finna just go on Facebook and say, hey guys, I need your prayer. No, I don't want everybody on Facebook praying for me because I understand the power of energy, the spiritual realm. I understand the power of faith and I understand the importance of nurturing that thing to see that thing manifest and come to pass. And everybody can't handle that.
Yeah. And I think one thing that can be very helpful for individuals who feel like they got a lot going on and they tempted to share things is one of the things that I've done is utilized a gratitude journal so that I can write down the things that I'm thankful for, things that I'm experiencing at that moment. Because I think having a gratitude journal can redirect your thoughts to more positivity, more encouraging things, especially when you're going through something, you know, as opposed to dwelling on the issues at hand, you can more redirect your mind to celebrate the positivity that you got going on in your life, as opposed to reciprocating all the negativity and all the struggles and, you know, the plans and all of this stuff. And, you know, instead of going through all of that, you can utilize a gratitude journal or any just regular journal to be able to get some of those thoughts out and to redirect your mind.
Yes. Gratitude is like medicine. I mean, just being thankful and appreciating your now moment, appreciating, you know, just life. I mean, just so many things that we can be grateful for. And it's so powerful to tap into gratitude. I do want to share this other quote. It says, never tell your problems to anyone. 20% don't care. And the other 80% are glad you have them. Right. You know, some people are thinking that too, like, well, I'm glad I ain't going through that.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Right. But 20% of people don't even care. They don't even care about your problems. So why tell them? And then the 80% are just glad they don't have it, you know? So they just looking at like, well, okay. I mean, but what can they do? I think a lot of times when you're going through something and you may feel like it's a lot, you may feel like, oh, I need some support, some help. Maybe somebody can. But really what you need to do is to go in, because when I tell you, when you tap into your spirit, when you begin to meditate, when you begin to go in and get that strength from within yourself, because it's not going to come from external things. It's not going to come from situations outside of who you are and who God created you to be. But when you tap into the spirit of God, when you tap into who you are as a divine spiritual being, and you know the purpose and plans, and you trust that God has greater plans for you, and you don't have to be caught up in what you see physically and what's going on in the physical realm, but tap into your spirit and know that you're going to overcome that situation, you can really get through some things without sharing it with everybody, without telling the world, and you can see yourself come out even stronger, even more confident, with more faith and trust in who God has created you to be and who God is in your life. And you and God in this relationship you have is just on point. You know, you don't have to have outside people and the dictations of what they think and what they're saying and what they would do and what they wouldn't do, because they not you. So yes, I just want to encourage you guys to tap into that, because your silence is your power. We want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Rainey Howard Show. If you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and let us know on social media. Tag us. Let us know what you enjoyed. And yes, connect with us. Go to realloveexists.com. Get some free resources and best-selling books and all there. Thank you again for tuning in. Until next time, be blessed.